You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Welcome back. It is hour number three of the Sports Hangover. We're live at Pelicans Media Day. Todd Graffanini, new voice. Your Pelicans. It's Monday, right? Hard to believe.
Week from tonight.
7 days.
We'll be back in this man's hometown.
Yeah. Well, where is that again? Oh, that's right. Pelicans taking on the Atlanta Hawks.
That's right.
Yeah.
How ironic.
You know, look. I mean, Derek, thank you for joining us, Mr. Derek Favors. But
thank you.
You're going to learn real quick is no matter who you are, I mean, if
right.
from Atlanta, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just how it is.
Yeah,
you know,
I heard it already.
Yeah,
it's
really?
First day I got here.
So apparently there was a story with an Uber driver?
Yeah. I mean, he was cool about it, but I was catching a ride back from the practice facility back to the hotel, and we were talking about football, and he was talking about when Drew Brees got hurt. And I was like, oh, man, that's a big blow for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked me about, you know, do I follow football? And I was like, yeah, I do. And he asked me, oh, who's your team? And I was like, man, I don't know if I should tell you. He was like, why is that? I was like, I just don't know. So he was like, man, I'm cool. I'm a cool guy, man. Who's your team? So I said, man, I'm from Atlanta, so my team, the Falcons. So he pulled the car over. He was like, man, you got to get out of my car.
Yep.
He was like, my car done ran out of gas, man. You got to catch another Uber.
It is what it is, man. Yeah. It's, you know, that's – look, I like to think that was really bad hospitality, but
– no, I mean, we laughed afterwards, though. It was a good laugh afterwards, but that's when I learned. Like, okay, maybe not but say it, that too many times.
Well, I think what you did learn, right, Todd, is this community will love you, man. I mean,
yeah.
they love their teams. And, look, we've seen it already. And now 2 hours here on practice, there's a different level of energy, there's a different excitement. I'm a huge fan of the NBA. Salt Lake City, I mean, the fans there, that's
right.
incredible,
yeah.
right? I mean, that area.
Yeah,
the
they did, man. They had a pretty big fan base out there,
yeah.
and they showed up every game, sold out every game, brought a lot of energy for us out there, and I enjoyed every moment of it.
What's this opportunity like for you, man? Because when you hear David Griffin speak about you, it was you're a player that was targeted for a handful of reasons. They want to give you opportunity, you know, grow offensively, all these different things. Basically, believed in you a ton and
right.
really think that you're going to be a huge factor in the development of young players and, more importantly, success of
right.
this franchise. What does that feel like to hear that from somebody?
Man, it feels great. You know, I was in a situation where, you know, I was playing behind, like, probably one of the best defensive players in the league. And, you know, I wasn't able to show as much. And, I mean, it is what it is with that. You know, I don't have any hard feelings towards that or anything, but that's just what it was. So, when the opportunity came up and with free agency and everything, you know, I just asked Utah, like, you know, since y'all signed these guys, you know, instead of, you know, letting me go, can y'all, like, trade me to a different team? And New Orleans was one of the spots I wanted to go to, and I'm thankful for that. You know, they was able to trade me to New Orleans.
I wanted to keep it on the off season theme, Derek, because we've talked about this with some of the other guys. But you've been in the league for a long time. Have you been in a situation where this many came in for voluntary workouts?
No, not the whole team. I know in Utah a couple of years, most of the guys was there. But as far as like the whole team being here, no, this is my first time being here. So that's that shows just commitment. You know, a lot of guys here. They just wanted to be here, you know, get used to the team, get used to the facility, get used to the city, and I think that's something big for us.
I think what's amazing to me, too, is I look at guys like you and some of the other big men that y'all can be playing with. I mean, it's pick and roll heaven, isn't it? I mean,
right.
I'm just thinking it make it easy. Get to the block, we'll find you somewhere and do it. But you like to pass, too. Zion likes to pass. Jackson's just like throw it somewhere up there. There's a lot of versatility with big men. You normally hear versatility with slashers, shooters, jumpers, three-pointers, but – am I wrong to think that we're going to see versatility with bigs on this roster?
Yeah, definitely. I think that opens up the floor for everybody. You know, once you can make a play out of the pick and roll, come down the lane and find the guy in the corner or finding the guy up under the basket, you know, that only helps yourself out because now the defense has to help and make sure you don't, you know, throw it to the corner, throw it to the guy down low, and that's an easy basket for you. So I think, you know, we're going to come in and play unselfish and just move the ball around. I think it'd be easier for everybody.
Final question for you. For a lot of the young players, preseason could be a lot differently. For some of those young players about earning roster spots and roles. For someone like you, what do you see as a goal for this preseason before that season starts, which is right around the corner?
Yeah, just you know, make sure everybody get in shape. Make sure everybody kind of, you know, get used to the system, build that chemistry, get all the mistakes out during preseason, training camp preseason, and once the regular season starts, you know, just be sharp with everything.
Falcon fan, huh?
From Atlanta, man. I was a big Michael Vick fan growing up.
Okay, well, look, Michael Vick, I mean, yeah, I get it. But, yeah. You know.
He's got to represent.
That's my home. I can't go back home.
No,
I'm not a Saints fan
anymore. We
respect it.
We understand it.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
look, I'm a Saints fan, too. I like the Saints. I don't have nothing against the Saints.
You're a Pelican, and people are going to come support you for that, man.
Appreciate you,
the time, and looking forward to seeing you this season.
All right, thank you. I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Thanks, Derek.
Yeah, for sure. Derek Favors, Ty Graffanini. I was going to say on this, on, you know, I'll wait till it gets from within earshot because last week that's Scott Prather for 1420.
We got to see
ESPN
here.
New Orleans.
Let's let him walk a few feet. Yeah. We have a major crisis on our hands.
There's a major crisis.
A major crisis in Atlanta going on.
Yeah.
We could lose DQ.
No.
Yes.
We can't do it today. I'm busy.
I know. All right, we'll talk about it later.
Last week we were talking about how they put so much emphasis in that game.
Guess what? All right, forget it.
All right, so we'll do this tomorrow. We'll talk. Can you come on tomorrow and talk Falcons?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Scott Prather, ESPN 1420. We've been trying to get you on and off here, but again, there's Pels players like Zion and Alvin Gentry.
I'm still offended. I'm
Derek Favors.
He's a Falcons fan. You bounce me for a Falcons fan, bro.
But again, he's, you know. So 4 years ago, you and I have been friends a long, long time.
That's right.
Back in the day. We first started in radio together. I consider you a good friend. I mean, I really do. And 4 years ago, I mean, he pays me. I go on his show all the time, okay, on Fridays, and I get paid in Cracklin. It's really that simple.
That's right.
I love Cracklin. I mean, he's in Lafayette. It's the home of Cracklin. So, Pels Media Day 4 years ago, I'm in Disney World with my wife, Spooky Nights, and in Universal Studios. And you're like, I got some fresh Cracklin. I'm like, oh, I'm not here. Just give it to Todd. Todd will give it to him.
I did.
For about 2 years, the story that Mr. Graffanini went with was, I never saw them. Don't know where they were. I don't know how it came to be. I don't even know who Scott Prather is. Come to find out,
he ate them.
He ate them.
He ate them all. And I found out that you were a little upset with me. I said, did you get your cracklings? You said, no, man.
Yeah. Well, I was waiting for my cracklings. So you can stay on set here if you like. We can
offer Frank some cracklings.
We can as well.
Don't be giving nobody those cracklings.
Well, there's more to this story.
What happened? Go ahead.
So I've got some white boxes of cracklings, and I also got you some boudin. But with the guy at the Best Stop supermarket in Scott, Louisiana, didn't tell me that white box also had boudin, not cracklin.
Okay.
So you have a lot of, you have like boudin balls, you had fresh boudin, it's good.
Right.
But yours currently doesn't have cracklin. So the only cracklin left is right here in this bag that Todd has.
Yeah.
And
the bag that you
guess
gave
who's
Todd.
Not getting any cracklin?
That's unbelievable.
No, he needs to at least give you some of that.
I'll give you two pieces.
Oh, two pieces.
There's a lot in there. I mean, he could trade you a boudin ball for some cracklin.
Okay, three.
That's unbelievable.
It really is.
Let's get Frank Jackson in here.
Yeah. It was for me, and now for somehow, some way, I mean, you know, I just. Frank Jackson joins us here on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. Frank, how are you?
Great.
Have you tried cracklin? You know what cracklin is?
Cracklin. I've heard of it. I've never actually tried it, though.
Well, it's right here if you'd like
to
try it.
Oh, my gosh, is that right?
I brought it to you from Cajun country there.
It is legit from Lafayette. Oh, you got to try it. Let's get a picture of here for Scott.
No, you don't need to dip it in anything?
No. Oh, no. It's seasoned perfectly.
It's got the crunch. See?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Tastes like the most unhealthy thing.
It is, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's great.
No, it's incredible. We got boudin balls in there. We need to try too as well.
Okay.
So yeah, he's on ESPN in Lafayette.
Scott, nice to meet you.
He was going to bring us cracklin and boudin balls, which we got ton of. And look at him. He's stealing them. Just keep your eye on him on the road. Your new voice for Pelicans basketball.
Frank had no idea what he was walking into.
No, not
he's
at all.
Be chewing a
dude,
lot
I'm serious.
Show.
That, by the way, I can eat that. Just it just keeps going.
Oh yeah,
I just
a little
it's
appetizer.
Delicious. How's it been, man?
It's been great. I got back in town a little while ago and have been able to, you know, be around the facility, be around the guys. And, you know, we made kind of some dramatic changes around here, and it's been awesome. It's been great.
It's crazy. I think that one of the themes and messages we've been talking about on the air is there's a lot of youth. There's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
But there's experience in some of this youth as well here.
Exactly.
I mean, you're young, and you don't have a ton of NBA games under your belt because of injury and stuff, but you've been around.
For sure.
And so it's like – you add that, and then the common denominator, everyone kind of seems like they're ready to prove themselves.
Exactly. I think we have, the like you said, kind of the best of both worlds here. You know, we have a young core group of guys who are, you know, been working their tails off. And then we have some great vets on the team who have done a lot of successful things in this league. So it's great to kind of have that balance to look up to those guys and kind of get guidance and counsel from them as the year goes on.
J.J. Redick told us today that the Duke Brotherhood is real. It's not put on.
For sure.
What's it like in this environment with Trajan and a number of teammates that all have that brotherhood?
It's phenomenal. I mean, you look around and I get to walk in and see guys who, you know, have played for Coach and who have been through the same experiences and sometimes same trials I've been through. So it's nice to have guys who we look out for each other. Mm. You know, we love one another, and we know what this needs to be for us to be successful, and I think to have those guys in the locker room is huge.
When you watch what some of these young players did, and you know you were there obviously as well in Vegas, and just to see how quickly it all kind of came together, make that little run,
yeah,
and it just seemed like it meshed and gelled. Were you surprised by how quick some of these young guys did?
No, I mean from the day I met them and from our practices, you know, I knew that we had a special group. And I think, like you said, we gelled quickly, so quickly. And I think that has to do with, you know, our mindsets. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone has the same mindset here, and everyone wants to win ball games and play hard and play fast and just to have fun. And I think that was the message in Summer League, and that's what, you know, most of this year is going to look like.
What's your ultimate personal goal? Obviously, the team wants to win. They want to grow. But do you have, like, a checklist of stuff? All right, this year I want to accomplish this.
I think defensively, I really want to get after it and get down and get kind of nasty. I mean, I think defensively, I mean, defense is so important, and I think it's kind of overlooked at times. But for me personally, you know, I know I'm a good athlete. I can move well either way. So defensively, I want to, you know, kind of take that next step.
And getting to play with Lonzo and Drew and yeah. Obviously pick up ball, but they're known for their defense.
Exactly.
So what have you picked up from them on that?
They like to compete. So it's been fun to scrimmage against them and to get better. Like you said, those are two elite defenders. And it's been a good time going at them.
And it's incredible to hear so many people reference that. I mean, we'll hear Coach say it's about defense. And we've seen the last couple of seasons. Scott, I've come on your show and we just touched on a lot of – can they play defense? You got to want to.
Exactly.
You got to have that right personality.
Exactly.
Does it also help to have guys that are undrafted, trying to find a roster spot, come back from injury, looking to prove something in a new, you know, area?
Yeah.
You look at Derek Favors, like, finally, I'm getting an opportunity to sort of do that. So when you have those guys get that minute or that second on the court, they're going to try to make the most of it probably.
Of course. And for most of my life, you know, I played with a chip on my shoulder.
Right.
You know, I think every time I touch the court or have an opportunity to play, I want to prove to everyone, you know, why I'm here and why I belong here. And I think that's been a common kind of goal going around our locker room. As you know, people, we kind of have these chips on our shoulders. You know, everyone's, you know, we've been in the spotlight a little bit, but everyone's still talking, saying these teams are better and
right.
This environment's better for this player. But I think we all kind of throw that into one big pot and are ready to kind of use that as our fuel for this journey we're about to go on this year.
Got a final question?
Yeah, not really a basketball question, but you grew up in Utah, right?
Yes, sir.
And you're Mormon?
Yes, sir.
So New Orleans is a little different than Utah. you've been here a little while now,
yeah.
Though, in South Louisiana. Was there a culture shock initially, and where are you at now with the culture down here?
Definitely. When I got down here, I was welcomed by the New Orleans heat, and it was way too hot. But I've gotten really used to the city. I live right downtown in like uptown area, Garden District. So mm-hmm. I've been able to just get familiar with the area, and I've grown to really love it here. You know, it's definitely different from Utah, obviously. We're below sea level here.
Mm-hmm.
In Utah, we're thousands of feet up in the air.
Right,
but,
right.
It's been cool. I think living here has been awesome for myself and my family, too.
My final question for you, Jordan, our intern here just brought it up as a reminder, too, because I like to ask, okay, what's your goal this preseason? How do you see your role on this team and try to find your place in it? That game that you had in Vegas where, you know, we saw Frank go. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I see the smile on your face. It must have felt good, right? Yeah. I mean, with everything you kind of gone through, just put on film. Hey, look, I can still do it, man. For sure. I have abilities.
I play with that chip on my shoulder every single game, no matter what it is, no matter if thousands of people are watching or if two people are watching. I think every time I play, I just want to be competitive and I want to get after it.
Thank you, Frank.
Great to meet you.
You too. Like to try a Boudin ball? We can give you a Boudin. Okay.
It's like crackling was enough on my body.
We're killing the team. That's my fault. this team's ready to go, and all we've done is sat there and said, here's some crackling and Boudin balls.
You can't shovel that stuff down. I mean, the guys. All right, bring it back here, Jordan.
I cannot believe you gave him the one bag that has the crackling.
I swear.
I don't understand that.
First
off, why is he getting any? What, I mean, he's just tough.
He is the crackling Steve. But that would be really cold hearted if he didn't share.
I'm going
to
give
you.
Him some.
It's crazy.
I will give him some.
So I brought the Best Stop supermarket, which Todd says he stops by anytime. Yeah.
If I'm driving
through
to Houston, it's happening. Mm-hmm.
So I went this morning and I got a bunch. Now there are some other folks that come on my show occasionally, you know, some guys from the Bird Rights and Bourbon Street. And I brought them some, but I was like, I'm going to get Gus a big thing of crackling and the Boudin, because you get the special treatment, because, right, like, you're the friend. And, you know, the guy didn't tell me that white box had Boudin balls.
Mm.
And so Todd has some cracklings right there, and I think it's all about redemption, right?
He
can redeem himself from when he stole your cracklings by giving you some cracklings.
No, you're not getting any either. This is my payment for my hard work on Fridays.
Thanks for having me on, Gus. I'm sorry.
Scott, thank you for the crackling.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I only involve you in our show so you can actually interview Pels players.
Let me check out this Boudin, too.
Yeah. That was good.
Okay. Tell you what, I'll take it all, baby.
Unbelievable. That's a Boudin.
I have no shame.
That's a Boudin egg roll, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
Sports Hangover continues next. We're live at Pels Media Day. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans. That's
customer needs assistance in appliances.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod's Superstore.
It's summertime, and the grilling is easy at Rod's Superstore in Houma. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. The heat is on, and Rod Superstore has Friedrich and Frigidaire window air conditioners from 5,000 to 36,000 BTUs to keep you cool this summer. Rod Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges, and dishwashers, washers, and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod Superstore? 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
LaFouche Ford in Lockport is doing it big for the month of September. It's the Red Tag Sale on all new inventory, but only at LaFouche Ford. The Red Tag Sale is good now through September 30th. Don't you dare miss out on the savings at LaFouche Ford, where Ford is doing a special on free leather and bed liners on select F-150 SLTs. If you've been looking for a great deal on a new automobile, before you buy, give us a try. It's the Red Tag Sale in the small town with big savings. LaFouche Ford, Highway 1 in Lockport.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Truck Just Clear. The most effective and best long-term solution to rebuilding our coastal wetlands is the use of sediment diversion. The Mississippi and Atchafalaya Rivers are the perfect natural suppliers of sediment. I will work with the CPRA to ensure that our coastal region is rebuilt and designed to sustain the tens of thousands of created acres of coastal wetlands, which serve as critical habitat and a buffer against storm surges. On October 12th, please vote for number 59, Jerry Truck Just Clear for Senator. Paid for by Jerry Disclay Campaign.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same-day appointments are available on weekdays, with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Unbelievable, as Todd's left hand is beautifully seasoned, apparently.
Hey, let me ask you a question there, Gus.
Yeah.
Did you check your styrofoam box there with the mountain of boudin that you have? Looks that like there's a lot of crackling in there.
That is a tray of boudin that's got.
It looks like.
Tell you what.
No, it's good.
Todd stole
Thank
a lot.
You. No, we shared.
Todd stole a lot.
He didn't steal anything.
Did you not see me give him a whole
bunch? I just saw you.
Did
let
you
me
keep,
tell you.
You
handful.
Yeah, I got okay, some.
Okay. Believe me.
You got enough?
Yeah, I got enough.
Where's my to-go box?
No. See, you
got to work your way up, man.
Got to work your way up. It's called paying your dues.
I'm just happy I got a question in from Zion.
I was going to say, you did well, you kind of jumped it. I mean,
How'd it go with Zion?
It's good.
My question was by the way.
You know what you got to realize? He's 19 years old.
What
did you, have you?
Yeah.
He's a kid.
But what I was going to realize was this more than anything else.
A man child.
Here's the other thing that I think that really stood out to me. If you listened to the show today, it's something that the staff has been talking to us about too. We've had a couple of meetings as a station and as an organization, of course, as to how to cover the team this year. And, you know, we're going to have access. I mean, today is why we're the flagship, right? I mean, we literally had most of the roster, you know, and we would have had J.J. Redick and Brandon Ingram, but we were talking to, you know, Derek Favors and Frank mm-hmm. Jackson at the same time. So that's going to be like that during the season. I'm excited that obviously I already know you already and we're used to having you on in a different capacity, but game days, you or somebody on the broadcast team is going to break it down the day after. We're always going to have that. You're going to have interviews with us. I mean, because it's easier for y'all to get those interviews here after practice. I mean, we'll hear it. So you're going to hear one-on-ones from staff and players where you won't hear anywhere else, if that makes sense.
Gus, the cool –
And that's what I'm looking forward to.
Well, the great thing about the situation that I'm walking into here – And believe me, I know the situation as far as how fortunate I am to be in this position. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to take the responsibility very seriously. But I, obviously, you know me. I'm going to have a lot of fun doing it. The access that David Griffin and Alvin Gentry allow someone like me, my colleagues, Daniel Salerson, John DeShazer, Caroline Gonzalez, I didn't realize this, Gus. We were in New York, obviously, last week for the NBA broadcast meetings. Mm-hmm. That access is not given to many, many broadcasters around this league by the individual teams. And you'd think that's a little bit – I was taken aback. Right. I thought that's the way it was. But it starts with David Griffin. And, you know, I thanked Coach Gentry because we were watching, you know, a workout one day, and he was in his office, and I went and I said, Coach, thank you for allowing us to watch these workouts. And he goes, well, why wouldn't I? How are you going to get to know our team if you're not there every day? And I said, well, that's a great point, but not every team, allows their broadcasters to watch workouts like we did. And it's crazy, but that's the way it is around the league.
And I keep saying it's just how – different it is from last year. Like every player that's come up here has had a smile on their face, and it's just it's genuine.
Right.
It's not like it's forced. Like they have to be here. You can just feel that everyone's having a good time, and you know, just getting ready for the season to start.
I think it's the other thing too that it's very, and I don't want to constantly do this because I don't want to fall in that trap. I don't want to be that guy because it comes across a different way when you go, well, the Saints did this.
Right.
But it does remind you of what Sean Payton tried to do to establish a certain locker room, Todd. I said earlier in the hour, in hour one, you know, Jordan, if it doesn't seem like there's chips on these shoulders on some of these guys, and not in a bad way, just, hey, you know, it's their opportunity. Right? I mean, you look at the trio, Brandon Ingram's about to go talk to NBA TV here, right? I mean, if you look at the opportunity that they have, they wanted to to do something. Their best player told him get out, for lack of a better phrase,
and
right?
Now,
I mean,
right.
They told him to get out. Derek Favors just said, look, I was behind somebody. I just never got that opportunity. J.J. Redick is like, look, he's a guy that has experienced nothing but playoffs. I mean,
13 years.
You can't come on a more direct opposite. You got a group of players that have been in the league that haven't seen that, and you got one guy that knows nothing but that. You have a guy that has a Jordan brand, Gatorade, in Zion. But if I actually had to say the most outlandish statement today, I enjoyed the interviews with the other players.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is going back to the original statement that I was making with our conversations with, you know, your staff and in this organization and our station meetings. What's exciting about this upcoming season coverage-wise is it doesn't just have to be Zion. And I mean that in a good way, because I think you have so many players that have good personalities, fun personality. You know, they're very quiet, don't want to talk, or, you know, and not. And you got players that, dude, they're going to be battling to try to get on this court, try to make a roster, and developing players in the G League. So I think that's what's going to be fun for us this year is we're going to be talking to a handful of players, but they're all going to be great interviewers. It doesn't have to just be that one guy. I think there's multiple stars on this team. That makes sense.
Absolutely, and this is a unique opportunity, and Daniel and I talk about this a lot. How rare is it where you're walking into an organization, starting obviously today with Media Day and the first training camp practice is tomorrow, but Gus, the slate is completely clean.
Right.
You're starting basically from scratch with almost a brand new roster, the turnover, a new front office. I like how Alvin Gentry is still on board here. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, one of the reasons why David Griffin is here is because Alvin Gentry is here. So it's just you don't have the opportunities that we have right now with it just being it's a blank tablet. And no one really knows what to expect, which is another reason why the fan base has been re-energized. And I tell you what, I would not be surprised, Gus, that open workout, open practice in the Smoothie King Center Saturday night.
Did you see Zion's face when I told him that? He had no idea that there was an open practice.
I would not be surprised if there were 15,000 people there. I think minimum, mm-hmm. there will be 12 to 13. But just talking to some of the ticket people, they want 17,000 at this thing.
Wow. And it's free.
It's free.
Yeah.
Yes. So I want the people who have not been privy to what we've been privy to mm-hmm. the last month, watching these guys go back and forth on the court, because it's almost like you think a tennis match, you're going back and forth.
Right.
Well, your neck's got whiplash. They're getting up the floor so quickly. I mean, it's that fast.
You know, I think one of the things that that has been fun to sort of see here as well is we, as Lonzo Ball's walking onto the court.
I mean, they're just rolling.
Well, what I'm saying is his ability to is something I think a lot of fans are going to be able to sort of see. That's going to be different.
He's a heck of a point guard. I can tell you that much. And I will say that his shot is, it's been a thing that's been talked about. He has shot the ball very well during these workouts. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, no doubt. As, again, we, Joey, have Lonzo walking in, so we're just going to keep him for 3-4 minutes, so we're going to go a little late into the break, if you don't mind here, as Lonzo joins us on, a fun day. Just a ton of pictures, no doubt about it here. Lonzo, how you doing, bud?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing well, man. Look, I was just talking to Todd about it while you were walking in. The amount of players that have been talking that we've had on the show today that have talked about just what it's like to play with you, not only defensively, but also on the offensive end. Obviously, we mentioned on Woj's podcast, the alley-oop dunk already to Zion. Zion himself to us today says, I didn't think he could get it there, and the ball was sort of there. Yeah. Is that the importance that we see these workout videos, these pickup games, to kind of get to know their basketball personalities?
For sure, especially with us. A new team, a lot of new guys. We got to gel as fast as possible, and the best way to do it is coming in and working together. So you know, I'm happy to see. Well, I was happy to see everybody come in, you know, for the optional workouts, and now we have training camp tomorrow.
Speak with Lonzo Ball on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. How unique is that? We've heard a lot of people sort of touch on the fact that it's not the norm to have almost an entire team in these off-season workouts.
Yeah, like I said, it was great to see. Kind of surprised me a little bit, but you know, I was happy you guys were in here working before you had to be. That's a very positive sign for the year.
Another phrase I think I've picked up on here is chip on your shoulder. And what I mean by that is it kind of seems like you have a handful of players. They're just eager to, for whatever what reason or shape or form, go out there and prove it. It could be injury. It could be just getting a fresh start. It could just be, hey, undrafted players, but they believe that they can play, just getting that. I think that creates a culture of competitiveness, and that probably creates a pretty together team, huh?
Definitely. And this year our slogan is actually won't bow down. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, we're promoting that throughout the whole year, and it starts, you know, in practice.
As the point guard of this team, when you look at it, what kind of offense do you think the Pels can be?
High tempo. A lot of points, a lot of fast points. I mean, I don't think we really have any too many set plays, you know, from just being here the last couple of weeks. But get out and run.
What is it almost playing with Zion and just like the short time you've been with him and Jackson Hayes, having big guys just to kind of hand the ball off to inside the paint, and how much easier does that make your role as a player?
I love playing pick and roll with both of them. I mean, with Jackson, you can throw it anywhere around the rim, he's going to catch it. And then with Zion, you can give it to him early, late, doesn't really matter. You know, both of those guys are going to have a great year.
You know, we brought this up during the postseason last year. I want to say it was the play that the Warriors knocked the Rockets out in that final game. It was just a simple pick and roll, but it's hard to do. It's a simple play. We all learn it right at an early age.
Definitely.
And a lot of times fundamentals, if you just do it right, it's one of the harder plays to stop. And I look at this roster and this team, Lonzo, you and Drew can do this all day, but also the bigs can pass to one another.
For sure. I mean, the pick and roll is all about reads. You know, you can make the right read every time, you're going to get a good shot. You know, it's that simple. Like I said, I'm excited. I'm excited to get going.
Final question for you, man. What do you think are goals that maybe you guys sort of set this preseason to kind of get ready for the regular season?
Just get as good as we can. I mean, try to get better every day. That's what preseason's for. And then when season comes, take it game by game. You know, all it's right. A long season.
Appreciate the time, man.
Appreciate
Thanks
it.
For stopping in.
Thank you.
Lonzo Ball on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. We'll take the quick break. We'll come back. We'll have much more as we still got another 30 minutes before we wrap up here as Lonzo makes his way over to NBA TV. Steve Smith hosting duties there, Todd Graffinini.
It's almost over, Gus. It's been a rather long day.
You know, I want Cracklins. That's what it is, don't you?
Oh, you almost reached in, didn't you?
No doubt. We'll take the quick break. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
This is Senator John Kennedy. You know, Louisiana doesn't tax too little. Our problem is we spend too much. But the politicians in Baton Rouge don't always get that. I believe our people deserve better. Mike Fazey knows what it takes to grow Louisiana's economy. Mike's going to work to create jobs, he's going to work to lower taxes, and he's going to protect and restore Louisiana's coast. I am so proud to support Mike Fazey for state senate.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Michael Fazey Sr.
Want more from your bank? Open a Cajun Pride checking account at State Bank and Trust Company and enjoy the benefits. Unlimited check writing, overdraft protection, online banking, mobile banking, debit card, ID theft assistance, safe deposit box discounts, prescription drug discounts, shopping, travel, entertainment discounts, and much more. Call or come in for more information about applicable fees and terms. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. State Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Here's Howie Long for Skechers Wide Fit Footwear.
I'm 6'5", and I can tell you there are certain challenges in life that only big guys understand. Regular clothes don't fit. Heck, regular cars don't fit. But when it comes to shoes, Skechers gets it. That's why I wear Skechers Wide Fit. They've got extra room throughout, giving you room to breathe. And they've got Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort that lasts all day long.
Find Skechers Wide Fit at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold. Skechers, comfort included.
You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. As we are still at Pelicans Media Day, Lonzo Ball wrapping up with NBA TV. J.J. Redick's going to make his way over here in a little bit. Graf, as,
yes.
Hey, nice job by you and the staff making sure we talk to.
Well, it really wasn't me, Gus.
Yeah, but, I was trying to give you credit.
I know,
yeah,
but I'm not going to take that credit.
Okay.
There are a lot of people behind the scenes that have made today what looks to be a very
easy,
nice success.
No,
and it's really controlled chaos. I mean, there's so many stations that these guys are going to.
I'm going to tweet some pictures out
it
later.
It is like a washing machine.
Yeah, it really honestly is. One of the things that was interesting to me, and this morning when I came in, and I had to park over at Zephyr's, mm-hmm, or it's the Shrine on Airline, whatever
right,
it's going to be now.
It's not.
But the baseball stadium, I had to park out there. And I, you know, at first I'm honking. I'm like, there's Jake Madison. I'm like, what's up, dude? Locked On Pals. Yeah, woo-hoo.
See you in the parking lot.
Yeah, what's going on? And I kept going, you know, because, I mean, I'm like, what is he out there for? You know, but, you know, Jake, he's in shape. I was thinking maybe he wants to get those extra steps. Nope. I got in the media lot, and I mean, I saw TV trucks parking on curbs because there was nowhere to park. And I'm like, what is going on?
You know, that's one of the things, just doing what we were doing today, but I did not get a chance to go in the media room and see the attendance, if you will. But I would imagine
Jordan
all
told
of
me
those
was,
seats
it
were,
was ridiculous.
Yeah. That's awesome.
No, great.
But that's, is
okay, well,
the reality
I'll
right
now. I'll be
honest
with you, right? So, Todd, it's kind of like coming back full circle with you here as well, because you were the first studio host.
I was.
When the Hornets first moved here, and there were the New Orleans Hornets, you were the studio pregame host. I did it for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So we both have worked on game broadcast, and now you're the play-by-play voice. But correct me if I'm wrong. The first time I've seen NBA TV at a media day.
I would say absolutely.
With AD, with Chris Paul, I have never seen NBA TV go live at a media day.
There's not only the height of local interest,
mm-hmm,
but I think national
as well.
No, we saw
a national ESPN reporter here.
Actually, there were two of them. Mark Schwartz was in across the parking lot doing interviews as well. So you had two ESPN people.
Mm-hmm.
You had, obviously, NBA TV right behind us.
Right.
And the rest of the local media that, again, Jordan was in there. I don't know how many different media members from different parts of the state.
I know people in Baton Rouge came down.
And by the way, our affiliate, radio affiliate list is at an all-time high as well.
No kidding.
I'll say that the media room, I left a little bit early when you got here,
mm-hmm,
and I'm sure there was a little bit more, but that where the cubbies are, the desk are.
The cubby holes. Yeah.
I know Daniel's listening to me.
It was packed.
Yeah, I know Daniel. I want to say 13.
It was like the NFC champion, like the media.
Well, I mean, look, I think what's interesting when you look at all the different storylines, Todd, because this is something that you and I do, right? We always look at stories and storylines we have in here. I think there's obviously interest with Hart, Ingram, and Ball. I mean, they're Lakers. They were high draft picks. They were players. I mean, that Magic Johnson said rafters are going to be, you know, filled with their jerseys and what have you. So you have, just because of where they played and what happened last year, there's an interest level in there. But they're also very social media savvy. I mean, Josh Hart's one of the more, mm-hmm, popular online folks with this podcast and such. Obviously, we know Lonzo. I mean, they have names sort of attached to them already. Okay. And then, you know, look, J.J. Redick's won everywhere that he's gone.
Podcast.
So
he also has a podcast.
Also has a podcast as well.
Swin Cash has a podcast. And then you forgot Lonzo has the Facebook with Ball and the Family.
Right.
And so when you add all those, they have a voice. And
right. And it's just, again, and oh, by the way, Zion. But at the same time, you see what happens during, you know, Summer League, and all of a sudden Jackson Hayes just jumps out of the screen, and you're like, I want more of this. And you've told me that was not a fluke, what we saw in Vegas.
No, it's not. And look, this is this what Jackson Hayes has, you cannot teach.
Right, correct.
Length, athleticism. He just needs, and he knows this, he's just got to he's got to put some pounds on. I mean,
he's just smiling. He's right.
But I mean, Gus, like I mean, he could basically just dunk them. And when he dunks, he doesn't dunk. He basically throws it down. He doesn't hit the rim.
Right.
And, but he can defend.
Well,
he can block shots. And look, you'd say right now he's the third big man behind Favors and Okafor.
Yeah. And I
but wouldn't you like to see him on the court?
Well, again, That's
what preseason is going to.
And then back to the Alvin, where Alvin Gentry said it. He doesn't want. That's almost like a job that he doesn't want.
That's what he said. You know, he's like, how do I just go with 8 to 10 Gus, players to do it? Which is why I gave him the suggestion.
Oh boy,
I did.
The assistant coach.
I did. Assistant coach Goose Kattenflew. I said, look, you know, I'm just saying, maybe you do a second unit. You know, and that's your that you bring them in.
I've said it before. I've said it every time I've come on your show, and I'm going to say it until the season begins and maybe deep into the season or at least a month in. What is going to be fascinating to watch is how Alvin Gentry rotates the players. That to me, when you're talking about a basketball thing, not the off the court stuff that you were talking about.
Right.
In a basketball, just true basketball sense, how are the rotations going to set up? Who's going to start? We kind of have an idea of who's going to be in the original starting lineup, but who is going to be on the court the last 5 minutes of ball games? Those are the things that Alvin Gentry is going to have to figure out. It's a good problem to have. They have not had this type of depth really ever.
I was going to say the other thing, too, that stood out to me, Todd, is, you know, players always reach out to other players how to handle certain situations. A player maybe transitioning or being traded, or how do you go into that? You will always hear players saying they go seek out a player who has had a similar experience. I wonder if a coach, like I wonder, does Alvin Gentry, is it feel, I'm trying to think of what coach would he reach out to that's had to deal with a number of players that can play, and how do you come up with your rotations, and how do y'all use them? Because I thought it was very revealing and cool of him. The first thing we talked about was Jahlil Okafor. And he said, I went up to him at the end of the season. I said, I failed you. He's like, when AD or somebody was hurt, we'd put him in, he'd play, and he'd dominate. He'd put 28 points, and I wouldn't play him for 4 games because I was playing the other guys. And he goes, that's my fault. So, but for him to say that and he realized that, because, again, going to this year's situation, maybe you can't use a certain player 30 minutes. But 10 to 12, split over 4 quarters, that kid's going to give you everything he can. And rather than not play him, I think you need to go play him. And like a Big B Williams, if it's that him, or, you know, if it's some of these other guys. So I think that's going to be interesting to me. But I wonder what coach he would reach out to. I mean, we haven't had very many coaches. Steve Kerr?
Look, this you got a fifth. You got a
right?
fifth. Gus, I mean, you got a 15-man.
He's on a staff.
You got a 15-man roster.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah,
they're going to be nights where you've got very talented players that aren't going to play.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good problem to have. But that, again, I'll go back to it. That is, to me, the main storyline, at least, coming out of it. I mean, are you not going to be fascinated to watch these preseason games and see who gets in there?
I cannot tell you how they perform? The last time I was
fascinated
up to look at or listen to a preseason game. I'm being honest with you. Look. Before you got this job, you were a Pels fan. You and I would text and tweet left and right at one another during games.
I could probably count on one hand the amount of preseason games I've listened
to. What would you have responded to me when I would have texted you next Monday? Hey, you checking out preseason? You would have been
PFFFFFFT.
Exactly. Like, who cares?
Exactly.
But not this year. Not this year.
Somebody
just destroyed a basketball.
Yeah, that sounded like a rim wrecker.
Poor rims. Are these things reinforced, by the way?
I have seen many dunks in here over the last few weeks. Many dunks. I'll leave it at that.
Well, Todd, the first of many opportunities, man. We'll be talking Pelicans again next Monday. You'll be calling a game. We got to talk some football tomorrow, though, man. I'm going to call you in because I know you were busy today, but go reach out. I'm going to give you homework assignment.
Wow.
Yeah, a little homework assignment. I want a pulse of what's going on in Atlanta.
Oh, don't you worry. Oh. You know my favorite radio days are Mondays after they lose. Today was gold. I got to listen very early in the morning.
Because they were melting down yesterday.
Let me tell you what. The meltdown has continued into the weekday portion of the week.
Nikhil Alexander Walker, my interview with him. Right. I'll play that coming up next.
Thanks,
guys. Todd.
Thanks for the crackling, by the way.
There
and the
go.
Boudin.
For sure. There he goes. Todd Graffinini, voice of New Orleans Pelicans. On radio, right here on ESPN New Orleans. Super pumped up. Again, hopefully today is a little example what you guys are going to get. Should be fun.
On a weekly basis.
Yeah. Did you, you going to put all this on SoundCloud?
I'm putting our Zion up right now.
Nice. All right. Sounds good. Thank you. Appreciate it. Final segment coming up next on ESPN New Orleans.
Don't get fooled by the other guys. The prices are falling at Homeless Clayton Homes. Don't miss the Red Tag Blowout Sale. $10,000 discounts on any homes in stock or ordered if you have a trade. Plus, financing programs available specifically for your trades. Hometown programs continue with their single-parent programs, SSI disability programs, and new home buyer programs. Homa's Clayton Homes, located on Highway 311 in Homa. Be sure to check them out on Facebook.
This is Senator Ed Price, and I'm proud of the results we've accomplished in Baton Rouge. The first teacher pay raise in 10 years. Increased funding for K-12 and early childhood education. TOPS fully funded. I helped pass the largest infrastructure investment in Louisiana in the past 30 years to improve our roads and bridges without raising taxes. This is Senator Ed Price, number 55 on the ballot, and I paid for this ad to ask for your vote on October 12th so we can continue the progress for Senate District 2.
Avenue Wine & Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine & Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine & Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine & Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
My conversation I had with Nikhil Alexander Walker a little bit earlier today. I just want to make sure before I start consistently calling you now. All right, we're calling an audible here. We were going to listen to my conversation with Nikhil Alexander Walker, but J.J. Redick, you're in shape?
Sprinting.
Got it, huh?
Here.
Got it. Ready to go?
It's my last station, and I can go home.
Well, then we won't keep you very long, man. How are you doing, man?
I'm great.
What's it like so far?
It's been a long media day. I can't remember a media day this long. I feel like I started four and a half hours ago.
Right. It's 2:49.
Well, you'll have a lot to talk about on your podcast.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'll say this, JJ. I had to park at the baseball stadium. I can't remember NBA TV ever doing anything live here from, I guess what I'm trying to get at is a little attention, little more excitement.
There's
about
definitely
it.
Some attention, some excitement about this team. It's one of the reasons that I wanted to sign here and wanted to come down to New Orleans. This is a great time to be a Pelican.
You know, when you look at this roster, it's put together so unique. You have a lot of players, let's say the trio from LA, JJ, they come here. Young, have a lot of experience though in there as well. Have yet to see really what postseason's all about. You've known nothing but the postseason. Derek Favors has had some success out there in Utah as well. And then you have undrafted rookie players. You have rookies that, have a lot of energy and get ready to go. How does it all come together and mesh and blend?
Well, you don't know till you play, start playing games, but I would just say this. We are a really deep team. We have guys who are trying to prove something, of course. And we have vets who are, you know, basically here to hopefully hoop at a high level, but also to help these young guys grow as basketball players and as men. And, you know, as these things all kind of converge together, I think we have a chance to do something really special this season.
Speak with J.J. Redick on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. Lonzo and Drew, kind of backcourt can that be?
Oh, I think it could be one of the best defensive backcourts in the NBA. You know, both those guys can play on or off the ball. You know, again, Alvin has said it a bunch, but, you know, with those two guys, I think our pace is going to be awesome this year.
What do you know, perhaps, since obviously being a player, about Lonzo's game that maybe we have yet to sort of see or really unlock? Or do you think the potential could sort of be there?
You know, I think he's just an all-around player. So mm-hmm. the potential – look, I don't know if Lonzo's going to be a 25-point a game scorer. I don't know if that's necessarily his game. But he's a guy who, you know, I could see averaging close to a triple-double. You know, I could see him – making multiple all defensive teams. He's got all-star level talent. There's definitely a lot to untap there. You know, and if he starts, and I know that, you know, from being down here a few times in the last couple weeks, but he starts knocking down the three-point ball at a high clip, then it's just going to open everything up.
And I guess, I mean, also in terms of just opportunity here as well, like Derek was just saying, hey, look, I hadn't had that opportunity to kind of explore and grow my offensive game. And I think with Lonzo from the get-go, Coach Gentry and David Griffin said it from the get-go. Here's your team. Go run it. Go be as point guard as you can be to go do that. And I guess, I don't know if he's had that opportunity in the past, right, to just go out there and push the ball and kind of be the quarterback per se on the court.
For sure. For sure. And I think, you know, so much of the NBA is about fit and system. And I think playing with pace and flying up and down the court and getting to really have freedom to do things will greatly benefit Zoe.
How much space do you think you're going to have with some of the bigs that this team has? Expecting a few kickouts?
I don't get many kickouts, unfortunately. People tend to not leave me.
Yeah, well, but that's what I'm getting at, though. Is that potential maybe exist here?
No, that's in 2019. That doesn't exist. But I will say this: Derek is, you know, one of the best screeners in the NBA. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the potential for some dribble handoffs with Zion over on the left side of the floor will open things up for me. I think playing with pace opens things up. But in terms of bigs getting a kick out to me, I think in 2 years of playing with the best five in the NBA, Joel Embiid, I think I got two kick out threes. You know, it's the double's going to come from somewhere else. The double's not coming off me.
I got you. Well, look, that kind of experience there as well, is that one of the things that you're looking forward to kind of passing along to some of these guys? Like, how do you become a playoff team? Obviously, you have to win those games.
Right.
But it starts internally, doesn't it, JJ?
No, it does. And I think for me, it's an exciting opportunity to expand, you know, my role as sort of a leader and a mentor, and I enjoy doing those things. I'm not a rah-rah guy, and I'm not necessarily a guy who speaks a ton, but when I do, you know, I try to make it really personal and important, and hopefully I can help some of these guys grow, for sure.
Final thought, what's key, you think, for this team during preseason? To do what? Accomplish what?
Well, according to Alvin, as fast as we're going to play, we better get in damn good shape. I think that's important.
So get in shape. There you go. Well, J.J. Redick, thanks for stopping by, man.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it. And that'll put an end to our stay here at Media Day. Jordan, how'd we do?
I think we did very well.
Oh, thank you, Jordan.
I think you did very well. You're very professional.
I meant like them. I mean,
I was trying to give you a compliment.
I know. Hey, all of the interviews, and we literally got everyone on the roster. I think, but Drew. They'll be on SoundCloud. We're going to retweet that, all that as well. So go check it out. Again, thanks for tuning us in. Promise tomorrow will definitely get heavy. Until Saints and Cowboys, did not forget, your Saints are 3-1. We'll talk about that as well. Matt Moscona, after further reviews up next on ESPN New Orleans.
come check us out at Gold.